Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's September 20th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, the formidable Antoine Bergeron.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Antoine.
So, how are you doing?
Good. I'm trying to cut stuff you won't expect.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing good. I'm testing out some of the new mics we're going to be using for the podcast, so hopefully I'm coming through crystal clear.
You are on my side, so depends on how the listener get it.
Yeah, we'll see how it comes out in post-production, I suppose. All right, so it looks like we got a fairly long list this week. 14 news items, so it's one of the bigger weeks recently. So I guess we'll just get this started. And as always, we're going to start with the events. And first up, Taco Bowl 2, Tocktoberfest on October 1st.
Okay, there is a change with that event. It's no longer run at the previous venue. It's now run at L'Abysse, which is another store in Montreal. It's a last-minute change, but I hope it doesn't impact the players too much. So for what the tournament is, it's a Guild Ball tournament. We are aiming for 16 players with the original cup format. That means that we need to play fully painted teams. We play to the regular format for the tournament, so eight players line up, 45-minute clocks, and that's about it. We add the full 16-player registered, but we add two cancellations. So right now we still have some space available. So if you want to take part into the tournament, contact me. You will find all the information to do that and all the information about the tournament on Facebook, and we will share a link to the Facebook event in the show notes.
All right. Next up, Alfonso Banji Giralda's Canadian Tour, Montreal, October 22nd and 23rd.
Yes, and as it's a Canadian tour, there are other cities, so you can also see him in Vancouver, Winnipeg. Is it Winnipeg? Yeah, Winnipeg and Calgary. It's a big painting class, for a two-day painting class in each of those four cities with a really renowned painter. So it's worth it. You can find all the information about the registration, which I think ends this week, if I'm not mistaken, on Facebook, and we will have a link to that information in the show notes.
All right. And last but not least, Fantasy Fest 19 on November 12th.
Yeah, so we don't have much information about that. This is a ninth-age tournament run by the Crève-Montsalle group in Montreal. It's a one-day event with an escalating format. Well, that's the format that was used in the previous years. We don't know if the same exact format will be used again, but usually it's an escalating format and four-man teams, which you play games in double and you switch partner for every game. It's a really fun event. Paul and I have attended once or twice each, and we had great fun. So
yeah, no, it's a ton of fun, and I'm hoping to be able to attend that event again. I don't know if it'll be this year, but I'm really, really jonesing to get some fantasy played.
Me too.
Even if it is a dead game. Well, Ninth Age isn't dead, but you know what I mean.
Nah, it's more alive than War Master.
That's true, and that's your recent fixation. So. All right, so let's jump into the news. And as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding stuff. And this week, it's like we're seeing double, because it seems everything we list, there's two releases from every company. We're going to start first up with Scale 75, Fallen Frontiers.
So that game had been on Kickstarter last year, and it's finally available to the public. So it's a sci-fi game, squad combat, tank, maybe same engagement level as probably War Machine's lower model count than 40k. From what I understood of it.
Okay, so it's a true miniature game, not just a board game?
No, it's a miniature game, yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. various faction, really nice cults, 4 different faction, if I remember correctly.
Oh, that seems to be the magic number for starting a game, so.
Yeah. Nice concept, at least.
Yep, and as always, the product looks like it's going to be pretty amazing. You know, Scale 75 has some really nice sculpts and some really neat ideas for stuff, so that should be an interesting game to try out. And speaking of Scale 75 and interesting sculpts, next up is the Sharktalus release.
Sharktalus is one of their Smog Riders model. They had a Kickstarter for bigger models in their line, so instead of just doing the characters, they were character riding in vehicles, and that's one of them. So the Sharktalus is a shark riding into a submarine with legs, so it can go out of the water.
Oh, I never noticed. Yeah, it's got like mechanical legs underneath. Does that model also come with the little...
Yes, it comes with the Naga little...
and octopus?
Yes. So it's all their vehicle release have been coming out with 3 models up to now.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Well, that's a pretty neat idea. Do we have a price point on this model?
It's buried somewhere on their website.
All right. No problem. Okay, moving right along. Mantic Games, new Kings of War pre-orders.
So they have a bunch of new models available soon. First, in the line, they have chariots, some fish people riding sea dragons, rock elemental, dwarves, a lot of models. And even some, I think, orcs cavalry.
Yep. So, looks like boar riders of some kind. Yeah, I really like what they're doing. Those sea dragon riders look awesome to me.
Yes, they do.
I mean, I don't have a close-up picture, so it's hard to say, but just the impression they gave is pretty, you know.
And that's not confirmed in this release, but I've heard that if they do well and if there's demand enough, they might do a full list for sea people.
I thought there was a full list on the way. I thought they had multiple releases so far for the fishmen.
Yeah, but it was all part of other factions, if I'm not mistaken. Oh.
Okay, I thought they had their own faction.
Or I might be mixing it up with other stuff too.
Well, if anyone knows for sure, feel free to send us a message on Facebook and inform us. All right, what do we have next? Ah, it's our Warlord Games mention of the week. So Warlord Games, new Beyond the Gates of Antares releases.
Yeah, they have a model for the Gar, which is a giant vehicle with a cannon. Looks really nice. And a couple of models for the Freeborn, which is... They look like... they call them Renegade Meld, and I think that's... I haven't read the fluff, but what I gather from just the name and the model is it's a duo of models working together or something. Psychic, maybe. They look cool, but I prefer the thing by far.
Yeah, that walker's kind of neat. And the Gar as a whole are a pretty awesome concept. Aren't those the big, like, warlike guys that wear power suits, but they're like little tiny goblin things inside?
You know more than me about the fluff.
Yeah, I think it's what they are.
Just by saying that?
I think they're kind of like, they're like little, you know, little tiny goblin things, but they're inside big power suits. It's a neat idea. All right. And as if that wasn't enough from Warlord Games, we have new Conflict 47 releases.
Yes. Once again, that game just keeps hitting it with me. They have 2 tanks this week, a Sherman for the US and... Wow.
German...
Schwerfeldprojektor, something like that, for the Germans.
It's a Panzer IV.
Yeah, and a squad of heavy infantry for the US. The heavy infantry are okay, but the 2 tanks are really nice.
It must be the Space Marine player in me, because I really like those heavy infantry. I think they look kind of like, if you know, any of the older listeners, if you remember Robotech, the Cyclone Riders, the armor they wore, those are the guys that had the motorcycles that became power armor. If you take the wheels off the back, that armor is exactly what it looked like.
Okay.
Well, you're old enough. You should know what Robotech is.
If you yeah, don't, I know you Robotech, should... but I haven't watched enough of the show, so I'm not getting the reference.
Well, so after the show, if you look up Cyclone Rider, you'll see what I'm talking about.
For sure.
Okay. Next up, Black Chapel Miniatures, new releases.
This week, it's a bunch of dwarves. A lot of dwarves and a pair of gunners, but we don't need to talk about them. So they have a trio of dwarf character, and they look cool.
That first one with the mask? With the hood.
Yeah, kind of a dwarf ninja axe thrower.
Whatever he is, he's awesome looking.
Well, his name is the Axe Thrower, so...
Yeah. It's unfortunate that the studio paint jobs, while nice and great tabletop quality, they don't really show off the model as well as they could, I think.
Yeah, I think they could be better painted. They're nice.
I think it's the style they guys went for. Yeah. They look almost... Not really watercolor-y, but look... I think it's just the artist's style.
Maybe.
They look almost like they're painted, like they're illustrated or something.
Yeah, I can see what you mean.
With a bit of like a watercolor, like streakiness to them and stuff. But I think it's a stylistic choice. But yeah, they're really, really nice models. Man, we do live in the golden age of miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And last in our nod crowdfunding news, War Games exclusive new releases.
So I think it's last week we talked about some 40K proxies.
Yep.
And one of them was for Warspiders.
Yeah.
It's the same thing again, but by a different company. So this time it's Wargame exclusive, and they have an Exarch and a squad of Warspiders available.
Yeah, and they also have
some new characters for Marine or Chaos.
Yeah, this one totally looks not like Primarchs.
Mortarian.
Yeah, totally not a Primarch.
Yeah, and also a Xenos Trapper, which is
totally not
proxy a proxy for an Inquisitor.
Yeah,
but what really jumped to my eyes were the Warp Spider. Well, they call them, what's their name, Eldar Spider. Do they really call them Eldar? Yeah, they call them Eldar Spiders.
Yeah. I got nothing.
Mm. They're not even hiding it.
See, I would have at least said Elder, you know.
Yeah, something like that. They're light side Eldar. So yeah, they're the good guy. Yeah. They're not dark Eldar. The name is so close.
You know, but if all these people producing Warp Spiders doesn't tell GW something,
then yeah.
Yeah. These ones are a little bit different than these look a little more cartoony than the ones we talked about last week or the week before.
Yeah, they're a little more exaggerated. We're looking a lot closer to the old style.
Yeah, these are a little bit more exaggerated, a little more over the top, current GW style.
Yeah, the guns are really big.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're as tall as the models, I think.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're nice models, but it's they're really kind of like.
Yeah, of the bunch, my favorite one is the character.
Yeah, the sergeant slash whatever.
Exarch,
yes, thank you.
They call it a patriarch this time.
Well, GW can't patent or license that word, right?
Yeah.
Can't trademark it. So, all right. So, at least they're cool models. Yeah, they're blatant proxies, but at least they're cool models. And that takes us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First on the list this week is Shield Wolf Miniatures. War is coming, Forest Goblins.
So Shield Wolf are known for producing miniatures for large scale games. And by that, I mean engagement size. So like for Warhammer Fantasy or now Ninth Age, because they're associated with them. And this Kickstarter is to produce plastic Forest Goblins. They look cool. I like the goblins.
Well, you like goblins, so...
Forest goblins are even better.
And that not squiggoth thing they have, that looks pretty cool too.
Yes.
And that's on 100 by 100. That's going to be a huge model. How much is this thing?
The squiggoth thing... I have not seen its price alone. It's probably somewhere lower in the page.
I'm looking because the Squiggle thing must be had.
And there's a variant with the where it's armored.
Of course there is. Well, I don't see it.
The armored version is $80.
Oh, with all the ropes and stuff? I don't know which one. I think I like the other one better.
Yeah, I like the non-armored version too.
Well, he's still armored. He's just got the thing on the back. It's the same model.
It doesn't have the plate on the head?
There's no
or plate. That comes with the Auda, maybe? Yes.
There's no plate on the head.
Yeah, go lower. If you go down the page, there's a variant which has a scale plate
on it. Oh, sorry, you're right.
But looking at it, it's the only difference. It's probably just coming with the Auda. So he doesn't get the falling goblins on his head or...
Yeah, exactly.
misfiring arrows.
The basic one without the Huda and the armor plate is $65. Version with the Huda is $95. But it's a big model, so...
Yes.
Might still be fun just to paint. All right, so what's the information? Now that we've scrolled through the whole page, and I'm nowhere where I need to be... Let's look here. So, this Kickstarter has a goal of 25,000. They're at 16,900. They have 8 days to go.
It's not this week, so it's a short one.
Yeah, so it'll be funded... if they succeed, they'll be funded on September 28th at 2016. That's the end of the Kickstarter. So, if you're into some goblins, you better jump on this soon, because there's only 8 days left. All right. Next up is World of Rivals, Masters of the Deep War game.
So this game was, well, not this game, but this company was on Kickstarter previously for the exact same miniatures, but for a board game. And this time, it's a war game variant for the miniature that are in the board game. So overall, you're getting, we're funding a book, a war game book,
okay,
to play with them. So you can still get the... if you get a game, you get the full board game. If you pledge for it, you get the full board game and the book coming with
it. Okay.
However, if you were a backer from the previous project, there is a special add-on that only a previous backer can use that only get you the book.
And there's also a place for just miniatures only. If you're just a miniature collector and you don't really care about the game, you can buy just the miniatures. Which appears to be a pretty good deal for the number of models that are there.
Yeah, because
for $65.
Nice. I love the look.
The aesthetic is really neat.
I was looking into the
material in real life.
It's going to be board game plastic. So depends which company, which producer they have.
Yeah, exactly.
What the quality will be. But they look cool. I was reading Deep Wars, which is another underwater game, last week, and that's exactly a chibi variant of that game.
Yeah, that's totally what that's aimed at. No doubt about it.
It was fitting right into my mindset when I saw it.
It's like they read your mind, Antoine.
Yep.
All right. So this Kickstarter is aiming for a $15,000 goal. They're at $13,100 with 25 days to go. So it's a pretty safe bet, I would say. And the Kickstarter runs until Saturday, October 15th, 2016. Next in line, Bombshell Miniatures, Bombshell Babes 3, Female Miniatures.
The name kinda says it all. Yeah. And it's not their first run. Bombshells.
No, everyone knows Bombshell by now.
They've done two other previous Kickstarter for the Bombshell line. They have also done other Kickstarter for one of the... They have a game for... A pulp sci-fi game. The term is probably not right, but they have like Buck Rogers and stuff like that style. So they have a game with they ran other Kickstarter for that game too, but this is only for miniatures and they are nice, all painted by Patrick Kate, or mostly painted by him. I'm not sure if there are extras or stuff like that, and. It's the third one, so a bunch of new miniatures coming in. I don't know if you've seen the Elizabeth Bickford assassin.
Yeah, I saw that.
Miniature.
I talked to her today about it. I congratulate her on being immortalized. So yeah, no, it's really cool. And it's just, there's a bunch of different models, different themes. They fit into a bunch of things. There's an Agent Carter style model. There's a Yeoman Rand, like Star Trek style model.
And all kind of style coming in. There's a like a one that would fit into a kid or army with the Lynx, like a
The Ranger.
Sister. Yeah, an old style sister nun with a flail. All kind of models, all type of varieties.
Yeah, there's a lot of really, really neat stuff. And the production quality is always good. So
yes, I got the models from the first Kickstarter, and they are really, really nice.
Yeah. And of course, because of their successful Kickstarters and their great track record for quality, they have already funded. So they were looking for $9,000. They're at $11,269 with 10 days to go. So this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Friday, September 30th, 2016. Next in line, Smoking Caterpillar Resin Kit. And this is an Indiegogo.
Yeah, and the name says it all. It's for a single miniature of a smoking caterpillar.
A caterpillar with a hookah. Yeah.
Yeah. So straight out of Alice in Wonderland. Is that the right name in English?
Yep.
Okay. There is two variants. There's a smaller one and limited to 200 copies, big one. You can get, and also two different color print. But that's all. The project is only for that.
Okay. So, if I'm reading this right, currently this kit is available, but as a 3D printed digital sculpture, and they want to convert it to a resin kit.
The guy is a 3D sculptor, so I don't know if it's even available. Because I had the same thing in mind when I started reading it, but going farther into the page, I've not seen it mentioned that it's you can buy it.
Oh, weird. Okay. I guess I just misunderstood. So he's looking for 4,000 euros, and he's got 1,290 euros so far by 22 backers with about a month left in the Kickstarter.
It's an Indiegogo, though, it has a flexible goal, this one. So the project will fund no matter what. It just means that there probably won't be extra stuff if it doesn't get to the max level, max goal he had.
Right. I'm just looking at the artwork and stuff based off the sculpt. It's really neat.
That miniature would probably be a lot of fun to paint.
Yeah, and he's actually got pictures of the 3D prints that he's using as the masters for the mold.
Mm-hmm.
And they're well done.
Yeah.
They're very high resolution. Clean,
so they're really nice.
Yeah, they're extremely high resolution 3D prints, so that they're gonna it's going to make a nice model. And it's going to make a nice resin kit. All right. And next up, Midland Miniatures, Halfling Wizards and Apprentices. That pretty much says everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, that reeks of Frostgrave once again.
Yeah, yeah. And it...
But with Halflings this time.
And holy crap, apparently Halflings are popular.
Yes. So you can get the said Wizard and Apprentice, but there's also available from previous model that company already has sculpted. They have a Halfling Town Council that you can handpick in those model too for your Warband if you want.
Yeah, they're neat models. I mean, they're kind of retro looking.
And we mentioned Frostgrave, but they could work for any RPG too.
D&D or anything, yeah. For sure. For sure. So they were looking for £600. They've raised £4,826, so it's fully funded. There's 187 backers with 26 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will be fully funded on October 16th, 2016. And let's see, we got Icarus Miniatures, Nexus and Alliance starter sets from Icarus Miniatures.
So this is a dual project to do both starters for the Icarus Project, which is the name of the game. It's only to fund the miniatures and not the release of the, let's say, the book. The book is available in beta form, in digital form for free, because they want to continue to work on it and keep it like a living rulebook. So keep modification happening if they need to. But they want to start releasing the miniatures. So you have 2 5-man pack. They are 35 millimeter scale, really nice model, big resin quality. We see some painted variants and the painted versions for both starters, the Alliance being human and the Nexus being some
lizard people.
Yeah, I can say
with four arms.
Yeah,
spider lizards.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, spider lizards. The model is nice. The main model for the Alliance, the Gunslinger, it's one of their characters. It looks good.
I'm just looking to see if there's any close-ups on the page. And there are. Okay. They're not super close, but they're fairly well done. And also, you can go to their Facebook page that you can link that they link to from the Kickstarter page, and there's some close-ups. Oh no, there's a very good close-up of the Gunslinger. I didn't see that before. Yeah, that's a nice sculpt. He looks cool.
All right. And lower down, you can see some of the Nexus for if you want to get them individually. All the models, you have a bigger close-up further down the page.
Yeah.
And some 3D renders for other stuff coming. So
this Kickstarter was originally looking for 5,000 British pounds in funding. They're currently at 5,439 pounds, so it's fully funded. They have 144 backers currently and 10 days to go. This Kickstarter will be fully funded on Friday, September 30th, 2016. Last but not least, Stonehaven Miniatures, Stonehaven's Giants.
Stonehaven do RPG miniatures or proxies for wargame armies, and this time they are doing giants.
Well,
we both own some of their dwarves, and you have some of the, I think you have one or two of their trolls.
Yeah. Yeah, they had dwarves I actually gave away. So I gave them to Elizabeth Beckley because she has a thing for dwarves. And I realized I was never going to get to paint them, and I wanted them to go to someone who would enjoy them. So I passed those on. But yeah, these Stonehaven makes great stuff. Their range is a bunch of super characterful models. Yes. And this doesn't look to be any different. Like these trolls and the Oni and stuff look super, super cool. They have an interesting take on a Treant as well. Just great models. And due to their previous success and the quality of the models, again, everyone knows them, they had a goal of $7,500. They're at $15,957, with still 2 weeks to go in the Kickstarter. So this Kickstarter will be fully funded on October 3rd, 2016. And I think that's a wrap for this week, Antoine. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's all.
Well, I guess I'll see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by Ladrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network, you can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.